I hope I don't get down there and flunk out the first semester. Oh. Just absolutely, you know, go.
Oh, you know me.
No, I don't.
You know you're not. You know you're not like.
Dirty Pierre. That reminds me of a drink that I like. I guess you heard of it, called a Dirty Mother. It's terrible because when you're out with older, no, when you're out with older people and you really want a dirty mother, I have to refrain. I can't.
What I
can't
ask.
What's
in it?
It's one of those kind of a cream type drink, and it's got creamed cocoa.
I
think it's chocolate. You know, chocolate bits in it. And rum, I think it does. It depends on who makes it for you and where you get it. You know, you can get them at, let's see, Tracks In, Fridays. I'm sure you can get them at Jacques and Suzanne's, you know. And they've got a new one called Swamp Water, but I haven't tried that
yet. Oh, really?
It's supposed to be just a knockout, Swamp Water is.
Oh, I like this. I'm anything fat and like those cream.
Pina coladas. That's my favorite thing.
Pina coladas.
It's my favorite thing.
Oh, I love
and
pina coladas.
Mai Tais and stuff.
Pina coladas. My mother doesn't drink. She's not opposed to drinking, but she doesn't like anything. But I tell her, I mean, really, it's just because she's never really had that much experience about it and everything. So, because when we lived in Dalton, they didn't have any bars there. Chattanooga used to not have any bars. They had this brown bag stuff there, you know, at Crimson. Anyway, we went up to visit my brother in Fort Wayne. We had a layover in the airport in Indianapolis. Mother wanted to go to the bar. And I said, oh, fine. So she said, she was trying to get something that she would like. And so I said, well, I knew what I wanted. I was going to get a pina colada. So I said, well, I just get one for her. And she went crazy.
She loved it.
All these years, I haven't known this existed.
They're so good. They're so good. Well, they're kind of like, I have tied your rubber bands up in knots. They're like just an alcoholic milkshake, you know?
Really,
and I love them. Oh, I can just drink them and drink them.
And it's really terrible because I think, God.
You know those have about 1,000 calories.
I know they do. I know. They're just chock full of all kinds of stuff.
Something else.
My favorite, they have the best ones in the airport in Atlanta. Sometimes
really?
We go over to the airport just to get pina colada.
Sounds good.
I mean, nobody's going any place, but we just go to get pina
colada.
They're better. They have the best ones there.
Really? Oh, they're so good. Well, Dirty Mother is pretty much the same.
And you can get it at Tracks In or at Friday.
Yeah, and the thing is, I hate to suggest something like that because a lot of it will depend on the bartender and all this. And if you get a bad one the first time, you won't try it again because each pina colada I've had are different,
that's
you know.
That really
and the pina coladas at Tracks In, I don't like it all. I'll go to Fridays for mine, you know. And at Fridays, they start putting a dash of nutmeg on top, you know. And there's this girl at a party the other week. And she was talking about how high you can get on nutmeg if you eat enough of it. I thought, you are crazy. But she and this girl put nutmeg on crackers or something. Just outrageous. And, I
don't think that's really true.
Well, she said it was. I'll never try it, that's for sure. But she said she had heard you could get high on nutmeg.
On nutmeg?
I just can't imagine eating nutmeg.
Well, I can't imagine even wanting to do it in the first place.
I know it.
I can't imagine nutmeg doing anything like that.
But
how could they just sell nutmeg in the grocery store?
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, that's that's what happened to Coca-Cola. They had to take the Coke out because it was flavored and everything with the coca leaves, you know.
Yeah.
And they had to ban that. Yeah. I thought that was kind of strange.
I never heard of anybody getting high on Coca-Cola, but...
On some program on TV a long time ago, something about that came up. Said that it kind of gave you a little high, and then the pause that refreshes.
Yeah.
They really meant it.
I know.
I
mean, that nutmeg thing, that's
just... Well, try a Dirty Mother sometime.
Yeah.
You might like it, you know.
I like grasshopper.
No, I don't like grasshoppers because I don't like cream to mint.
Oh, you don't like mint?
At all.
Yeah.
I wish I did, though.